Gravity kept a strict line between air and water, and I sailed across it. Within minutes, other bodies crashed in, the team shredding the surface. I was half done with my warm-up by the time I felt the other six swimmers in my lane start their sluggish 500 meters. The seven of us fitted into an uneasy mechanism, keeping distance but never too much. I lost count of my laps, driving my arms, legs straight and slicing. I had to hold back in practice, otherwise I'd lap my lane mates until they hated me. Time-wise, I should have been practicing in the penis pod lanes, but coach had heart failure the one time I'd asked to be moved. Still, swimming was swimming. I wasn't a boxed-up torso in the water. I was streamlined. No one tapped my foot to lap me, and yet I finished last. My teammates were in a neat line, one hand on the wall while they licked goggles, adjusted suits, and fought caps. Coach Carrig kicked off practice her favorite way, by singling me out. You lost count again, McIntyre? I didn't. 38 laps. How many were you supposed to swim? 20 laps, Gia said with a breathy enthusiasm that made me ache to drag her under by the ankle. Standard warm-up? My mind sloshed as I treaded water and shook out my ears. Joss was on the far side. He winked and then winked again, probably because he thought I'd missed the first one. I smiled to avoid a third. Last year, Carrig had figured out that we were grabbing each other under the surface, and we'd been separated by sex ever since. That mostly took care of it. Carrig bellowed the first exercise. 100 free, get out. 20 sit-ups, 100 free, get out. 20 push-ups. Rinse, repeat. We briefly became a choir, harmonizing a groan. No one liked deck work. Coach kicked off the rinse and repeat with a tight whistle blow, and I scrambled to find my stroke rhythm without pushing off the wall. The fastest swimmer in each lane had to go first, and I was the fastest. That was half of the reason Carrig hated me. After four laps, I got out and started my 20 sit-ups. Catherine's feet clamped down on mine every time they started to rise, and I tried to hold hers down at the same time. It sort of worked. The deck was crowded, the team on top of one another, streaming as we crunched and counted and grunted. Somewhere around my 12th sit-up, Joss's long, hairy leg snaked around my chest, pinning me. My abs seized. Catherine shot up, savoring an opportunity to punish men for their physical hubris. She latched her considerable weight to my ankles, creating a perfect person-v-person balance with my body as the scale. I obediently roared into action, rising inch by inch, straining everywhere but managing a full sit-up despite the weight of another human holding me down. The cheers were short-lived. Joss slid into the water fast, and the rest of the team splashed out too. I fell backward on the sandpapery tile. Coach Carrig stood over me, her nose holes black pits. Take it seriously. She took those words seriously enough for the both of us. I slid back in like a seal. The water calmed and hated me in equal parts. Some days I felt docile, gliding. Today, I punched the surface with each stroke, shouting curses no one could hear. I swam to make my body do something on command. I didn't swim to beat the person beside me. That was the other reason Carrig hated me.